Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are speaking here in Dallas with Werner Hahn, the founder of Solutions Radio, who has a very interesting new product here for listening to the radio without a computer. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. You can. It's a standalone device that you can hook up to a telephone line or to a broadband connection or to Wi-Fi and listen to a whole variety of content from radio stations, church services, books, magazines, NFB Newsline, whatever you want.
I see. How does it get the content? Is it downloaded through the internet or?
Yes, there is a sort of a management portal that you can go to and you'll find a database of 5,000 radio stations, 160,000 church sermon files, and all the NFB Newsline newspapers and magazines. And you can select what you want. The next time when you switch on your radio, you have the newest content.
I see. So do you, select the content? We have a demo here, I see.
Yes, it's working with an audio program guide. That
okay.
means that the radio will tell you what kind of content is available, and as soon as you hear the subject of your choice, you hit the OK button and you start listening to the Wall Street Journal or to the BBC radio or to CNN, Fox News.
Okay. So does it work both with downloadable? Is it just downloadable content, or does it work with streaming content as well?
Both. Okay. Streaming and downloading like podcasts of other audio files.
Okay. Why don't you describe the device, its physical characteristics a little bit?
It's a black box with a volume rotator and five buttons, an on-off button, an up and down arrow key to go to the list of contents, an OK button, and a back button. You go back to the list. It will beep if you switch it on, and it will beep also if you're connecting to the contents.
Okay.
It has an internal speaker, and you can also connect it to a hi-fi installation via a standard RCA out on the back.
I see. So we have, it's about, this is it right here, I'm looking at it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we have, that's an internal speaker that we have.
Yes.
And it's maybe a little less than the size of a piece of paper, 8.5 by 11, maybe a little smaller than that. Okay. How is your list of content, how is that determined? What if I have a favorite internet radio station, and does it have to be on your list, or can I get it added?
No. You can search in our database, and if it's not already in our database, you can add your own stations, your own streaming URLs.
Okay.
So you can basically everything that's on audio on the internet, you can assign it to the radio.
Okay. From a technical standpoint, which audio formats do you support?
We are supporting MP3 and Windows Media.
Okay. So both MP3 and Windows Media for streaming and for
Downloading.
For downloading. What about protected Windows Media content? Does it work with that? Or
no, we don't support the DRM standard of Windows Media.
Okay. And probably the same with Audible, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Any thought of looking at the NLS digital downloads or anything like that?
Yes, we love to. We are the workgroup member of the DAISY organization for online content, so we support the DAISY, basic DAISY navigation.
Right.
And what we also do with bookshare.org and the Newsline content.
Okay.
Bookshare.org. Books are also basic DAISY navigation, and we support that.
So, okay, so we also work with Bookshare. So, is there a synthesized voice in there to read the Bookshare content?
Exactly. Yes. We have the synthesized on our server platform. So we convert text, magazines, and newspaper into audio.
So it's converted on the server.
Exactly. That makes it easier for the user.
I see.
You switch it on and listen.
Which voice is used to do that?
We use Zepstall, but we can also use other voices depending a bit on what the user wants.
How does that work if it's on the server? Because you wouldn't be able to control the speed as much, would you? Or?
It's in the first version that you are listening to now.
Uh-huh.
It has just a standard settings.
I see.
And maybe in the next version, maybe we can have some additional adjustments.
Sure. If there's updates to this software, do you have any sort of mechanism for product updates? Is it flash-based?
Yes. It's the next time you switch on a web radio, it will get the newest firmware automatically.
Okay.
And also the newest content.
So I
you don't have to do anything yourself as a user, as a listener of the device.
I see. And how much does this device cost?
$299. You can buy it, for example, at Sequane Radio.
Right.
Start selling it for next month.
Right.
or you can go to the website irisradio.org and order a unit there.
Okay. The actual controls, I'm assuming it's accessible. Do the buttons talk at all, or is it just laid out in such a way where, how do you navigate the device?
Exactly. It's audio navigation device, and the buttons are not talking itself, but it's only five buttons centered around the volume control, so it's quite easy to navigate.
Okay. So the audio content library, that's completely accessible though, as far as browsing it.
Yes.
Okay. And $299. Is there do you have any convention specials going on, or
no? It's a standard price.
Standard price.
There's no monthly fee for using the web radio. It's good to mention also.
I see. So it'll work with any. I assume the Wi-Fi would have to be unsecured. The network would have to be unsecured.
No, you can both be both. You can have both keys. It's no problem.
Okay. So you would have to use it would support a key, or
yes, you have to fill in your web key or WPA key.
So it would work there. It wouldn't work at, say, a hotel where you have to put in a username and password.
No, that's a little bit more complex. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, most devices like this have the same issue, though, so it's not a unique thing to this. Okay. Anything else that we should be knowing about this? Or?
I think it's almost all. Just to try it out. That's the best thing to understand. And to
are they available now? Are you still doing free orders? Or?
Yes, we're taking orders now. And a lot of reading shows for the blind are already using the units.
Sure.
For distributing their reading service or audio information service on the device.
We didn't mention, what about, can it pick up podcast feeds? Or?
Yes, podcast. All right. You can subscribe to podcast feed. So you can get it automatically with the most recent podcast.
I see. Are you affiliated with any of the major podcast directories that automatically get?
For example, we are affiliated with podcastdirectory.com. They're one of the largest podcast services in the United States.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This definitely looks like an interesting device.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a great day.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.